Okay, so as a little hakdama, so we.
What's today? Today is the 27th of Nisan.
Yep. So we're on page. Right now, I think we're on page. I don't know. We're starting with 168. Start with 168. So just to tap into the zman, because it's always important. We live in different planes at the same time. There's the physical time, which is the 27th of Nisan, or whatever day it is, in May 5th, actually. We're living in the spiritual...
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. I don't know what that is.
It's the Mexican Revolution. I don't know.
Yeah, I need to do it.
Well, listen, maybe they'll have that starting tomorrow with the schools. They'll celebrate. They'll shoot them up cowboy.
That's what makes people happy. So anyway, so we're also living within a spiritual zman. We have to try always to connect to that, whether it's the Chodesh, or based on the Chagim. As we know, Pesach, even though Pesach is in Tavshin Pei Dalet, but every Pesach is Chayv Adam Liras Atzmo, Kilu Yatzim Mitzrayim, is supposed to be connecting to the old, when it originally started. And therefore, where are we holding right now? We've left Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out. He took us through the Yamsuf, through a impenetrable, impossible situation. He guided us through. He just split that which didn't look was possible. Kadosh Baruch Hu can do anything, right? It's one of the facets of our Emunah and our Bitachon, is that he could do anything. He can. He created it all, and therefore he did. We go through a Malek, right? A battle. We're unprepared for such a battle. We're slaves. We're not really fighters, but yet, with the Emunah and Bitachon, and of course, hand-to-hand combat, we win, and we move on. And so now we're somewhere in the Midbar, traveling, not sure really where we're traveling. It's unclear if the people knew that Har Sinai was coming. But now we're in the Midbar, and we know that the Navi tells us, Yirmiyahu Navi tells us, he tells us a famous line, Ko Amar, it's a great song, Ko Amar Hashem, that's how they sing it, that's why I... Zecharti lach chesed nuraich, says a Kaddish Baruch Hu through the Navi, I remember the chesed of nuraich of your youth. I'm sorry. Yeah, chesed nuraich. Ahavas kalulosayich. The love, kalulosayich, they translate it as kalula, like kala.
Is that from Shir
HaShirim? Yirmiyahu, it sounds like Shir HaShirim, but it's a Navi, it's Yirmiyahu Navi.
The one from your youth. Yeah.
There's Pesukim in Shir HaShirim from your youth also, but here, it's specifically Yirmiyahu Navi saying it. Ahavas kalulosayich. So Hashem says, I remember the chesed you did when you were young. The love of a bride.
Right.
What is it? Lechtech acharai b'mudbar b'eretz lozeru. That you followed me into the midbar. Into a land that's barren, desolate, impossible to grow anything there. People left, Rashi says, they didn't have tzeid l'derech. They had a little bit of matzah. But how long did the matzah last? How much matzah did they really have? It was dwindling very quickly. I mean, they did have like 60 kids, right? Six kids, 60 kids, 600. The food is being eaten pretty quickly.
My boxes of matzah last for years.
So. Yeah, not as tasty. So they're in this place where it's Lazarua, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Klal Yisrael that was a chesed of Nuraich. That's like a protege trusting in his mass, in his mentor, to do that which doesn't make sense. Ahavas kulosayich, it's a trust... Trusting Kala, the husband's like, I'm going to take care of you, don't worry, I'm going to start a business, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that. And she trusts him. She trusts him. He has nothing to show for it yet, but that love that she has for him, that the Kala has for the Chassan, she trusts and she goes out. And so too, Klal Yisrael has a, we're the protege, we're the avodim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we do a chesed by going to a place that doesn't make any sense. And we also are the Kala, as we're going to in 49 days, or whatever we're holding by now, 12, 20, 37, whatever it is. We're going to have a chasana, where there's going to be a culmination of this relationship through the Torah, Kadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael. We're like the Kala, he's like the chasan. So we're trusting this chasan. Come with me and I'll take care of you. Even though the place that he's taking us to is some broken down shack. Don't worry. It's going to be okay. I'm going to build you a big palace, as the chassan said, the Kala. I'm going to have all the money in the world. She says, okay, I trust you, even though we're living in tents right now. We're in the Midbar. There's no real food, right? The food you're giving me right now is very cheap. It's crispy, a little bit yummy, but no, she trusts. And she goes into that place, Lech Lecha Achrei B'Midbar. That's Bitachon. That's Bitachon. That in and of itself is Bitachon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives one of the greatest praises for Klal Yisrael, to Klal Yisrael, about this, to go to this place where it doesn't make any sense, and yet, I trust. You're taking us on this path, I'm ready to be led. That's it. That's Bitachon. Now, I think, this is a little bit of a chiddush, but I believe that it was Dafka because of this Mesiras Nefesh. The Mesiras Nefesh of Klal Yisrael to go with their Emunah and Bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that ultimately was the Zechus, maybe it's a Chiddush, was the Zechus to receive the Mon. That the Mesiras Nefesh, Rosh HaTeva's Mon, brought down the Mon from Shemayim. The Bitachon was solidified when they went. Right? Bitachon doesn't mean you're going to get. Bitachon means you're calm, trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to take you to the right place. But Lamaisa, after that trust, we have that trust, good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can reward us. Good things can happen to a person who has trust. We don't rely on the good things. We only rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness. But Lamaisa, a person who, b'mesiras nefesh, follows HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'ahava, b'rotzen, b'avdus, we can't guarantee anything, but good things can certainly come. And then a person could say, oh, maybe it's because I had this bitachon that I received this, but never to then get tricked and then start relying on the end reward. But that's what we're holding right now. We're in the midbar, counting day by day, looking towards Har Sinai. The food is dwindling. We didn't know man was going to fall. And at a certain point, when the food ends, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the man. But again, right now the people don't know. They didn't know man was going to fall. So, therefore, it behooves us to continue to work on our Emunah and Bartachon. And with that, let's continue. We're holding on page 168. So we're really still in the middle of a sugya. I'm in no rush to finish the sefer, and therefore, we're just going to, you know, dwell and hover over this for at least another week. And we're discussing the difference right now between how one approaches systematically, properly, our desires and wants of Gashmius versus our obligations of Ruchnius in the world of Bitach. And this all starts with the three-part program that the Chavos has explained to us, and we've mentioned it at least two or three times already, and we'll mention it again. And the three-part program is Bechira, this is how we translated it. Bechira, and I'll translate it in English in a second, Bechira, Hishtadlis, and Gemar. Choice, effort, and results. Three parts, everything in life.
What did you say the last one?
Hishtadlis? And then Gemar. Gemar HaMaisa, the result, the end. So whether it's in Ruchnius or Gashmius, whatever you're doing, in a big scheme, and as we've discussed, you have to go back to the past Shiurim, every big scheme that we're working on can be broken up into a million micros, right? There's macro and there's micros. Every moment can be broken down into a Bechira, a Hishtadlis, and a Gemar. Every step. We're not going to get to that level, but every step. You want to walk forward. So you put your foot forward, that right? Wanting to walk forward is Bechira. Putting your foot forward is Hishtadlis. And if your foot actually hits the ground and you don't slip, that's the Gemar HaMaisa. So literally every single moment, I want to breathe, or I mean it's automatic, but let's assume you say, I want to breathe, you breathe, and then it works. The Bechira we'll see, but in worlds, this is where we're chasing over, in the world of Gashmius, the Bechira, you have to have Bitachon, to trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help guide us. But we're going to see it in a minute. You know what? Let's get back in there. I think he's going to chaser over right now. We're talking about the three-part process. We're going now to discuss the difference between Gashmius and Ruchnius, where the main Nekudas HaChiluk is in the world of the Bechir, if you remember. When it comes to Ruchnius, you don't daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should awaken your heart to daven. It says in the Torah, you know, you should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your heart. It says in the Torah, you should learn Torah. It says in the Torah you should do tzedakah. You don't have to daven and rely on a Kadosh Baruch Hu to, if Hashem, if you want me to do this mitzvah, then you should wake me up because I don't know what to do. Says the Chovos Avos, of course you know what to do. The Torah tells you what to do. You now need to put your effort in. The result, not up to you. When it comes to Gashmius, the Bechira, I don't know exactly what I should do. Maybe I have an inkling, but I don't know, and therefore you need to rely, trust, bitachon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in that stage also. Hishtadlus is, you got to get up and do something, and then the Gemar, the result, is always up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to learn today, and then we're going to make it a little bit even trickier, or better, actually, as just a heads up, I'm not there yet, but we're going to break down each part of the three parts into three parts. That the Bechira stage is really going to have a Bechira, a Hishtadlus, and a Gemar. In the Hishtadlus stage, there's going to be a Bechiris Hishtadlus, a Hishtadlus, and a Gemar of the Hishtadlus. And in the Gemar, there's going to be a Bechir of the Gemar, a Hishtadlus of the Gemar, and there's going to be a Gemar of the Gemar. Let's get there. But I think the deeper and the more we break it down, it might make more sense, it might help us. But first, let's get back into the sugya. So page 168, the difference between service of God, ruchnius, and mundane affairs, worldly affairs, gashmius. The author has explained the fundamental difference between bitachon regarding worldly matters, such as the person's livelihood, and bitachon when it comes to Torah observance. When it comes to worldly matters, which is not just livelihood, it's anything in the world of gashmius, the person might be obligated, when it comes to worldly matters, the person might be obligated to make efforts to obtain his physical needs, but he relies wholly on God for his success. However, and even the efforts, I don't know why they didn't write it here, but even the first step, what you're going to put your effort into, you need to have bitachon when it comes to worldly matters. However, when it comes to spiritual matters, the person should not rely on God to show him the proper path, meaning what you have to do. He already told us 613 mitzvahs. The effort is on you, and the gemar is back, the result is back on HaKadosh Baruch. If you have a question, wait two paragraphs, and then we'll get back into it. The reason why there is a difference between the way a person has trust in God, may he be blessed. Trust means, let's define trust again. I know it's been a few weeks. What does trust mean? How do you define trust in the Chovos Levavos, bitachon? If we don't have this, the whole thing doesn't start. In general, bitachon, the word bitachon, to trust. How does the Chovos Levavos define that word? I mean, what are we doing here?
Reliance.
Well, that's just a
translation.
Yeah, I need a little more than that. How did he define it? Okay, good. Rav Tzichah is over. No problem. Based on the seven beliefs in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he runs every event and he's the strongest and he knows everything better than I know, all those seven, which we could always chazer over, therefore I am calm, maybe even confident, and maybe even happy with whatever is going on. That's bitachon. My trust means, therefore, I am calm. To whatever degree I'm calm, that's bitachon. We could always be a mixture. I could be really, really crazy. I could be less crazy than I've been. I could be really calm. Whatever degree of calm you are, that's your bitachon. Whatever degree of not calm you are, that's where we need to work on more bitachon. And that's our life, going back and forth. And hey, what do you want to ask?
Just quickly, can you run down those seven, please?
They're on page 54.
You're on 54.
Page 54.
Yeah, it's good to see it inside. It's page 54. You go through all the seven.
Thank you.
But Lamaisa, it comes out that everything, every moment is exactly the way it's supposed to be. It's God made, and it's for your best. We have to get there with different. Yeah.
You seem to have said there was a difference between Ruchnius and Gashmius in how things work. That seems to be what the chapter is about. And I think that you said this idea that when it comes to Ruchnius, you don't turn to Hashem and pray for the Ruchnius. But that's what I was told. I believe Rebbe told us that if you're having trouble connecting, that's the first thing you should do, is you should daven to Hashem that you could connect. And I thought what you were saying before was,
so the difference is like
opposite.
This. The desire to connect or the obligation to connect, that's not your choice. that you know. Yes?
I'm sorry.
We're going to get back to this. It's an important question because we're going to get back to it. But I don't want to talk about it now. I just want to just answer the question. The obligation to connect. That was your choice, or the Torah tells you to do that? The Torah of the rabbis.
And you can't always do it.
Therefore, that's what the Chovos Avos is discussing. The obligation to connect, the obligation to learn Torah, the obligation to do any mitzvah that is already written down and handed to you. You're having trouble with that. You want to know the exact derech? That's a different question. We're going to get into that. The Chovos Avos does not clearly, but we are going to.
I have the same obligation to make a living. What's the difference?
Let's read what he says here, and then we're going to expand. So here we go.
What did you say?
So he's page 168 says, on the left side, let's go back. Shasharan yoni ha'olam lo niglu lano ofne ha'tov. Did I finish the first one? Yeah. Shasharan yoni ha'olam lo niglu lano ofne ha'tov v'hara b'siba min ha'sibos mi bal adei she'erisam v'l ofne ha'hefsid v'hara b'ktsasam b'ltik tsasam kilo amanu al eze malacha men amalachas sh'tov alanu yoser ru'u yilav ha'kash leva koshas ha'teref v'habrius v'hatov, v'lo be'ez ha'schora, u'be'ez ha'derech, u'be'ez ha'maisa, men ha'maisim ha'olomim, natzliach, kishin es galgil, b'hem. So he translates, as far as all other worldly matters are concerned, it has not been revealed to us which means are the best and most helpful to obtain our needs. Okay? Parenthetically, we're going to get back to this, but I know I have to eat. Like that's obvious. I have to eat. I know I have to make a parnasa. Mm-hmm. I know I need clothing. Mm-hmm. I know I need shelter. Mm-hmm. There are certain basic needs that I didn't choose. I don't choose that. That's automatic. It's built in. But which, that I don't know. I don't know what's better. Maybe chicken's not good for me. Similarly, it has not been revealed to us which means will cause us loss and bad fortune and which will not. I don't know which parnas is going to be better or not. For we don't know which type of work is best for us and which is the most proper means for us to use in pursuit of livelihood. Health, right? What's best for our health? Which doctor to go to? I don't know for sure. Again, we're in the Bechira stage, not the Shtadler stage. I don't know. And other needs that are for our benefit. It's not clear. We also do not know which merchandise to buy, which journey to take. Maybe you could say which vacation would be the best for relaxation, or which from among the worldly actions we'll be successful at when we engage in them. We don't know which school, which approach of chinuch. We don't know a lot of things. It's not clear.
That's why we're here.
That's why we're here. Vayter, he says, "Min adin aleinu shenivtach belokim bebechirasa v'hashlamasa la'azreinu amash yesh bo tovaseinu." Translate. We're talking about worldly matters, gashmis matters. Therefore, regarding worldly matters, it is proper that we rely on God to help us choose. Now, let's translate into our language. We have to have bitachon, we have to be calm when making any choice, the process of choosing, and ultimately we'll see the gemar of the choice. We're not even in the Heshtadlus stage yet. We're in the choosing, yes? Which means, I don't know. So in the process of choosing, we need to learn to be calm. Sometimes we're crazy. Which parnasa? Which this, which that, which food, which program, which... That's a lack of bitachon in the hishtadlis of choosing. In the hishtadlis of choosing. Okay? There's also going to be a gemar, whatever choice I make. Right? Before I do any hishtadlis, actual effort, I need to actually make a choice. Whatever choice ultimately is decided through my brain, ultimately it's going to be through my brain. We can't just say, okay, Kodesh Baruch, whatever you want me to do, then please make an airplane, go in the sky, and write my answer out. That's not going to happen either. right? We have to use our brains ultimately. But we are believing and trusting that whatever comes through this process, and we'll discuss in a second, is the what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, if done properly. That doesn't mean you're going to make money every single time you make the choice. You might lose money. But be calm, because that's ultimately his choice. So therefore, regarding worldly matters, it is proper that we rely on God to help us choose. Be calm, tranquil in the choosing. I need to get a job. I need to eat today. I need to buy clothing. I'm not good at buying clothing. It makes me nervous. It makes me anxious. But I'm going to go to the store. Hashem, I know it's on you ultimately. Whatever comes out at the end of the day, it's on you. So even in my choice, please help me. Help me be calm. Help it flow through me. That's bitachon in the hishtadlis of the choosing. That's right? That's bitachon. We have to realize how subtle bitachon it really is in every single moment. And we read it again. Therefore, regarding worldly matters, it is proper that we rely on God to help us choose the most appropriate means to engage in. Here's this prayer referring to parnasa. And it could mean a job at large. It could be this deal. It could be this week. It could be, right? We could break it down into a million different situations of what we're talking about, the appropriate means to engage in, as well as to help us complete the actions that are best for us. We have to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he will help us. Now, we're in the Bechira. We're choosing it right now. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately, at the end of the day, whatever is chosen and whatever happens, I'm trusting it's going to be from you and it's for my best. Whatever it looks like with my eyes, meaning, did you make money? Did you lose money? That's I see it with my eyes. Before we even get to that stage, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm trusting in you that it's going to be for my best. Right? Once we see with our eyes results, and then you try to have bitachon, you're behind the eight ball. Can be done, but that's a very difficult thing. I see that I lost $1 million. You go, then you're going to have a panic attack. And then you're going to try to say, no, but bitachon says it's going to be the best for me. Of course, that's true. And you might be able to control yourself, but it's going to be a very difficult thing. But if you start the program many hours, weeks, months, who knows, before, the moment you wake up every morning, Kadosh Baruch Hu, whatever actually happens, the Gemara is always on you. I've been through a lot of things in life. I thought bad and it ended up being good, or I thought good and ended up being bad. I don't know. I just know at the end of the day, I'm still alive and we're still going. So I trust in you. I don't even want to know the results. Ki'ilu, if we didn't have to know results, then I wouldn't know it. Very often you do need to know results in order to move forward. But our trust already can be locked in from the beginning. And therefore, because I beg you to help me be calm at the end of the day. This is provided.
At the beginning of the day, not the end of the day.
Yeah.
Before you do everything.
Yeah. And before you do anything is really all the time. Because remember, every macro, and a macro could be a business deal, it could be the parnas I enter, it could be today, it could be this davening, right? Everything that could be a macro, it's broken down into millions and millions of micros.
The level of mindfulness or God consciousness required to do that is astounding.
The more the merrier. But that's what we're learning. And the more you could put in, the better it's going to be for your life. That's up to you. You know, that's up to your hishtadlis. Plus the trust that wherever you're holding is exactly where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be. But, right? Imagine every moment you can live with that in your head. This is for the best. Mamish. And you could feel that. You're a winner of life. So far, so good? And this is just parenthetical, but it's in any avoda, and anybody who's above the age of 20, 30 should know that whatever avoda you're doing, whatever avoda it is, it could be at work, it could be in ruchnias, the beginning's always hard. Kalas kashas. But if you get the ball rolling, eventually the way Kadosh Baruch Hu makes our minds and our hearts is that it can become the norm after a certain amount of work. You don't have to kill yourself for the rest of your life. Guy's working, let's just use Gashmias. A guy's trying to make partner. So he's working 20 hours a day, right? Sleeping under his desk. I know people like this, you probably do also. Maybe you were that person, I don't know. Working 20, you know, 18 hours a day. Eventually, that, not for everybody, but the way the Teva is, that way Kodesh Baruch Hu is, that eventually that ends. You don't have to kill yourself for the rest of your life 18 hours a day, then a person would not be able to make it. Right? Eventually makes the partner, and then he moves on. Or you work 20 hours a day building the business, 6 months a year. It doesn't always work out, but if it does work out, then you don't work the 20 hours a day anymore. It slows down. In Ruchnis, it's the same way. You want to work in Bitachlin, you have to put in the hours. You have to put in the mindfulness. A lot, a lot, a lot. We're trying to make a whole mapecha of life. This is like the key of life itself. It takes a long time. It could take months, it could take years. But eventually when you hit that, you don't have to put in the 20 hours a day anymore. You're living in Gan Eden. In Gan Eden, you don't have to work on Gan Eden. You're there. You made it. So that's just, end parentheses, about avod in general. That's why we need chizik, to keep going, to keep going. And once in a while, pay attention, because the Kaddish Baruch Hu will show you the benefits of your work. When a person's working through a situation that's difficult, and I've discussed with many people in this room, you went through a difficult situation, and after analyzing it, you're like, you know what? I didn't get as bothered as I used to get. Maybe the Bitachon thing's actually working. Oh, let's continue working, right? That's the chizik. The chizik is when a Kaddish Baruch Hu shows us that it's actually working a little bit. Double down, triple down, keep going. Don't get haughty. Stay humble. Stay in the road of Bitachon. But that's the greatest chizik. Right? Don't be just like a horse. I forgot the pasuk. Don't be just like a horse who just runs straight, just straight. Every once in a while. Not every day. That's too much also. Maybe once a week. How was my week this week? Was I more calm than I've been in the past? You don't have to go so detailed. If you feel, you know what? Yeah, good. Weiter. Bitachon's working. Let's keep going. We do a counting of our gashmias all the time. Maybe too much. What about the ruchnias? How much do we look at our accomplishments? Not the negatives. We know we have a lot of those. That's okay. We've worked on 20 years of working on thinking about our negatives. What about our positives? So important. We are the key to our greatest chizik. Nobody can give us chizik like we can give ourselves. And yet, we throw it away sometimes. Why? Because I didn't do exactly the best. I could have done a little bit better. So we throw away all the potential chizik, which could get us to that place that we want to get. We throw it away because pessimism, negativities, I'm not good. It comes from the ego. It comes from the ego.
You don't have to answer this question, but is this the same for male and female? Because it's not unusual that a male is entrepreneurial and he goes for it, and if he owes a little money, he's not. He has faith, God will help, all this kind of stuff. And it's not unusual for a woman to be a little bit more grounded and say, no, we need some more security and stuff like that. Does that, you know, because the man can be going for
it. There's different natures by men and women. There's different natures.
Right.
But Bitachon is the same by everybody. You just need to tailor make, potentially, you need to give them different examples. Maybe it's not in the parnasa for them. Maybe it's in the house with the kids. Maybe it's in the cleanliness house. So there's different areas where we'd have to focus in on Bitachon for them. The natures are for sure different, of course. Again, it's just general, because you could have women who are more entrepreneurial than a man, right? But generally, there are general natures, logic versus emotion, and therefore, which part of Bitachon does it need to be worked on more could be different, but at the end of the day, it's the same rules for everybody, right? At least that's what I think. He's never made a distinction between men and women. I don't think he does.
No,
yeah, no. No, Emes is Emes. We just need to get in there somehow, and each person needs different things.
In support of, he's bringing up a very important sociological current problem.
Well, I don't want to get so much into that in this year right now, but that we definitely could discuss afterwards, for sure. So now, this Bitachon, again, we're in Gashmius, and we're having Bitachon as we're trying to choose the best means, whichever Gashmius Indian we're discussing, right in the middle of the paragraph, five lines down, this is provided. The trust, the ability to be tranquil, right? The ability to even be happy during difficult choosing situations. This is provided that we make efforts to engage in those means. You need to put hashtadlus in. You can't just put it all in a Kodesh Baruch. Okay, Kodesh Baruch, you told me, Chovas Vavah says, I have to rely on you in Gashmias. So Kodesh Baruch, I think it would make sense that I make more of a Parnasa. So just take care of that, and I'll just sit here. Tell me when you're ready. Obviously not. You have to get up and you have to do hishtadlus. Right? Part two. Hishtadlus. And part of the hishtadlus, and that we pray to him, that he waken our hearts to choose the means that are best and most appropriate for us. Okay? When we're coming to choosing, even within the world of choosing, as I'm starting to break it down, there's the hishtadlus of the choosing, right? Hishtadlus of choosing can be asking people, let's say it's money, which job is good, which deal is good, which fund is good. That's the hishtadlus, right? You didn't put any money in yet. You didn't do anything yet. But I have to do my, I trust the Kodesh Baruch, whatever is chosen in the process of choosing, it's on you. But it's on me, my hishtadlus, to try to choose what you want me to choose. And that comes through gashmias, asking people, going online and analyzing. And there's a ruchnius side to the hishtadlus of the bechira, which is davening. Kodesh Baruch, wake my heart up. Maybe I don't have to ask anybody. Maybe Kodesh Baruch, maybe you just send it into my head. Like, not every single thing you need to ask people. There's two choices in front of me. I don't know which way to go. No one can help me. It's a very detailed situation. I don't know, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Only you know. I trust you. Help me make the right choice. I did all the hishtadlus I could do. Now I'm davening to you, which is my spiritual hishtadlus. Wake my heart up to which way I should go. Let me feel the right way. And that process is a calm process. And whenever you make that choice, again, we didn't even do any work yet. We already have to lock into a bitachon. Okay, Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is the choice that you want me to make. How do I know? Because I went through the process. I've trusted you the whole time. I dive into you. This is the way I'm feeling. And I go with it. And that's it. Never to look back, at least in this scheme, meaning as we play out this choice to the Hishtadlus, to the Gemar, I will never look back at this choice and say, I should have done differently. Because whatever is chosen with the proper process of Hishtadlus and Bitachon in the choice stage is, I trust that that is what was supposed to happen. Even if the Gemar means you lost, that's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted. Maybe the next time in your hishtadlis of your bechira, of your choosing, you might make changes, but that's never to mean what happened in the past was wrong. Now we're really breaking it down. We're eventually going to have to, I started a chart. I'm just a little confused by one or two nekudas, which are the most difficult ones, where man comes in and where Hashem bitachon is. I need some more siyata d'shmaya before I...
You've been wrong, but you needed that wrong.
So it depends how you say it. Exactly. So if you needed that wrong, is it wrong? No, it's right in God's eyes, right? That's why you have to be very careful. We want to always define things from Hashem's perspective. Or else, if we start defining from ourselves, we're going to be all over the place. That's what Tachan's doing. Stop with yourself. Put it on a Kodesh Baruch. So now, you have any questions right now? We're in Gashmias, worldly matters, and we're in the choosing section. I don't know where to choose. I don't know exactly what to choose because it's not guaranteed. No parnas is guaranteed. Nothing in clothing. I don't know, whatever. Nothing. No house is exactly guaranteed. Therefore, I need to have bitachon to trust that Hashem is going to help me in the process of choosing. That means, Hashem, help me out, tefillah, and trying with ishtadlis and Hashem holding your hand, doing your efforts to figure out what's the best choice. The whole time believing that it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, ultimately it's Him, it's going to be the best for me, whatever way it comes out. He's been good to me, He's always been with me, getting right, going through the seven again. He's the strongest, the most powerful, nobody can influence Him, it's always for my best, therefore I'm calm. Correct? Okay. So the one of the most important akudas of the avoda is that because, I'm just reiterating what we said before, but because ultimately you need to use your brain, you need to use your heart to make any choice, yet the choice, ultimately, we have to trust that it's on God, because I don't know. This is a major point of Nisayon. Before we even do anything in the day, we have to, on one hand, trust fully in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yet we need to use our brain and our heart, which is Hishtadlus. So very easily, right at the beginning point, we can already a little bit go off kilter, because we might think, well, I'm using my brain and my heart, it's on me. The second you take any nekud of responsibility, that's where the stress, anxiety can occur. Right? Bitachon is the antithesis, it's the neutralization, if that's a word, of stress and anxiety, because I know it's for the best. So I have to use my heart and my mind as a shaliach Hashem. We're getting a little bit deep here. Ultimately, who are you? Without getting into 6 years of shiurim from Bilvavi or any of the other svarim, you are your neshama. Your mind and your heart are tools given to you, tailor-made for you, but they're tools that your neshama will use to analyze life, to work on things. But the moment you allow the mind and the heart to take control, you can lose HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the mix. So whenever we have to try to start looking at ourselves, even our mind and our heart, as a Shliach Hashem guiding us. And in that way, if you see that all the time, whatever is chosen was chosen from my mind and my heart, trying to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's really not me. It's really the Mishaleach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, I never have to be upset at myself, bothered by what the end result is. Again, if you have bitachon, because I trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the shaluchim to make that choice and go that way. If you are bothered by a choice you made, you're not having bitachon. You probably didn't have bitachon then, and you're not having bitachon now. Because if you're bothered, how could you have bitachon and bothered at the same time? There's nothing wrong with you. Don't become depressed because of that. Just know, okay, I got to work on my bitachon more. I have to trust more. I must be holding on. Either it's my ego that wants it this way, it's my taivas that want it this way, it's my jealousy that wants it this way, and when it didn't come out the way I wanted it, now I'm bothered. That's not with bitachon. Because bitachon neutralizes jealousy, bitachon neutralizes taiva and ego. Because it's not about me, it's about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're going a little bit deeper than the page here, but I think we have to really break it down to make it understandable. I think this probably needs chazara, needs to be spoken out.
What was the one before taiva?
Ego. Right. If we had true bitachon, our emotional system will be tranquil, confident, happy. Leave sadness out of it. Lowly, no person passing away. Not talking about that now. But if you're stressed, anxious, bothered, angry, upset, we can go on and on. What does that mean? It's coming from a bad midah, which ultimately is coming from a lack of bitachon. Now, they all need to be worked on. Does this make sense? You could ask on it. We could work on it. Really very important. I know we're really going slowly.
Other than taking this class, what do?
When a situation happens.
Listen, every human being is going to have these problems.
They're
going to get upset. So, yeah, I agree. You should work on it. Other than this class, like, how does an individual...
So the first
get
move...
Get better so they don't get angry.
Okay, good. We can't get to everything now, but the first move, besides learning bitachon, of course, that's... And knowing that that's going to be the greatest tool, is stopping yourself. When you're starting to feel anxious, stressed, any of these things, pause. Notice that you're feeling that. We feel these things all day, every day, millions of times. We just feel it and just move on. and get cranky. Stop. Stop. Separate mind and heart. The heart is feeling stressed. It could be the mind also, but take a step back. What's going on? Right? Step back. Ask yourself from like a teacher position, be a mommy, a teacher, a Rebbe, whatever you want, to your lower self. Hey, lower self, what's going on? I'm stressed. Why are you stressed? Because I got this stuff going on. Whatever it is, you have to play it out. Get at least, you have to be your own psychologist. That's really what it is. If you could do this, you won't need to go to any psychologist because that's what you're doing. You're just stopping yourself and asking and trying to get to the bottom of this. What's really bothering you? Well, actually, if I could be honest, yeah, of course be honest. I'm jealous of the guy next door. That's really what it is. I'm really jealous of him. He's got a maid. I'm killing myself. I'm a better Jew than him. Oh, so you're also a Baal Gaiva. Okay, good. So you're jealous and that's coming from Gaiva. And that's why I'm bothered. So the Rebbe says, okay, fine. I got that. No problem. Don't make yourself feel bad. Now we got to jealousy and Gaiva. Now we have what to work on. Okay. So now either you could work on jealousy and Gaiva, or we could try to work on straight bitachon. But you know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu loves you and he wants the best for you and he's giving you what's best for you, and that person has what he has. We can't judge him. We don't know what mitzvahs he's done. We don't know whether he's getting his schar in this world and really is a big rush. We don't know. Right? Bitachon. But trust that you have exactly what you're supposed to have. And even if it struggles, the Rebbe says to the Talmud, the big brother says to the little brother, the mommy says to the little kid inside of you, the struggles are good for you. You're only being bothered because you're fighting the struggles. If you would say, you know what, these struggles are going to make me bigger, the whole thing would just turn around in 2 seconds. Why are you fighting against the struggles? Well, should I be honest? The Rebbe says, of course you should be honest, because I don't think I should have the struggles. So that's a deeper point. We fight against struggles because we don't think we should have the struggles. You see how this is getting? But maybe you should have struggles. Maybe the struggles are the best for you. You're talking right there. The struggles are the best for you.
You can't even really? Say maybe.
No, they are, exactly. Just, if you want to speak to them, you want to speak to them nicely. But yeah, however you want to speak to yourself. But the struggles are good for you. Don't you know that you've struggled in the past and it made you a bigger person? Don't you know that when you work out, it hurts, but it makes you bigger? Kid says, yeah, you know, you're right. So therefore, all the jealousy and all that, it's also part of the struggle. And it's okay that you have it, but let's work on it. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of you. He wants the best for you. You're going to become stronger. Just work hard. Believe. Trust. That's real mindful work. Can only happen, first of all, if you have the tools, which we have a lot of tools already, and you take the time. This is the biggest problem. People just don't take the time. They're too busy to work on their own anxiety, but their own anxiety is caused because they're busy, and therefore they're just never, ever catching themselves. You have to stop in life. It would be more important for a person, I'm on recording here, it would be more important for a person to take a half hour out of his learning, his Gemara, his Mishnah, his Chumash, it would be more important for a person in the long run, for a certain period of his life, to take a half hour out of his, even if it, there's plenty of time that we can stop at the phone, so we don't need to go to the learning, I'm just making it really dramatic. It would even be kedai to take time out of learning to work on this for 30 minutes a day, to be mindful, conscious, break yourself down, find out why you're bothered, where's it really coming from? Now, and I just want to say that we do have much time. I want to go back to this. You shouldn't take out your time of learning because there's plenty of time during the day that we're messing around with whatever we're messing around with. And it could just, whatever it is. I don't even know what it is. We could always find more time. But it has to be quiet time, whether it's in the morning or at night. It has to be mindful time. No phone, no stress, no anxiety, no tiredness, no hungry. Any of these things will take you away from the ability to delve within yourself. This is why it's difficult, because there's so many human nature things that we have to fight against. So are you a morning person? Do it in the morning. You're a night person? Do it at night. After davening, you have whatever it is. But if it could be every day, that'd be great. If it's specifically when something bothers you, you're stressed and you want to stop, let's break it down. Let's break it down. You could go to a psychologist, but you don't have to. It's better to do it to yourself. It's better to become your own psychologist, because you know yourself the best. And when you learn the tricks of the mind that are actually getting you into all these situations, and it's only you doing it, you become your greatest refuah. It's really, really very important. So with that, we pause for today, and I guess we'll continue with this sugya next week.
Rabbi reminded me of something Charlie said in his book. He said, it's always easy to help other people than it is to help ourselves. We get very emotional over ourselves.
Emotional.
He said, so make believe, like you said, step out. He said, make believe you're helping a friend and it's not your problem. Very similar to what you say.
This is old. This is in Ruchnis, it comes from seeing the world from the eyes of the neshama. That the mind, the thinking, the feelings, it's not really, really you. So you could separate. Okay. We'll continue.